What do you see in the peripheral blood?
So that's really fascinating. I mean, not just the peripheral blood, but on rare occasion when you have extramedullary disease with this treatment, in almost all cases, interestingly, even in cases where you don't later find a marrow remission, we see rapid resolution of extramedullary disease, whether that's circulating in the peripheral blood or, you know, we've had the rare patient who comes in with the neck mass or something like that. So this treatment is very, very good at getting rid of disease outside the bone marrow. So in almost all cases, when we've had circulating disease, it's gone within a couple of days. It's really, really fast. Now, I also want to just point out, we are talking here about untreated patients, newly diagnosed patients. It's a completely different conversation when you're trying to use these therapies in the relapse setting. But so all of this conversation really just applies in the upfront treatment setting. I think that's important for people to appreciate.